listening to the Book Club at 91.7 WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. According to a recent Wall Street Journal piece on music education, the lack of classical music in schools these days is an essential piece of childhood development that's missing and, according to the Wall Street Journal, leaving our children culturally illiterate. There's a new book out by Carolyn Sloan titled Welcome to the Symphony that's trying to do something about that. Carolyn Sloan, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is a beautiful book, Carolyn. It is got very colorful, very vivid illustrations, and also sound. This is one of those sound books for parents who, as you read along, you see a number, you push that number, or the child pushes that number and gets swept up into it. But I want to ask you about your motivation for putting together Welcome to the Symphony.
Well, it was exactly that. When you talk about the lack of classical music in the classroom or in schools in general, I thought it was really important to introduce kids to the great world of symphonic music, but do it in a way that was immediate and satisfying for them, the way that I think kids gravitate towards their more tech-oriented toys, that in the book they should be able to actually hear the sound that the oboe makes or hear the sound the violin makes, and that would make the whole experience real and come alive for them. That was the genesis of the idea.
And it's something that's very close to your heart because you're a music educator yourself.
Yes, that's true.
So when you saw the need for this, what kind of changes have you seen in kids since a lot of this music education has left the schools? I know there are many schools who, when it comes to cutting costs, a lot of times the arts programs and music programs are the first to go. And I remember them being a very exciting part of my school time. And I was wondering if you as an educator had seen any change in children since a lot of those programs had been being eliminated.
I have, actually, and that was also another motivating factor. I teach children in grades 2 through 4. I teach them music, and just really even in the last 5 years, I've seen a decline in terms of with their understanding or even knowledge of any kind of classical music, and I was kind of disturbed by it. We partner with the New York Philharmonic because we're a city school. We're in Brooklyn, New York. And I asked my fourth grade how many kids how many of you had gone to a concert, and only 3 out of 57 had ever been to a classical music concert. I had a third grader say to me, "What is a clarinet?" And then I just sort of really, I was like one of those cartoons with the steam coming out of my ears, going, "I have to do something about this." I think classical music is so enriching and really important, and yet I don't understand why very young children are not introduced to it before they decide that it's not cool. You know, I can understand, you know, when your kids these days are very interested, as they usually are when they're 13, 14 years old in pop music, but when you expose children early and often to great music, they love it and they learn to love it, and it becomes a part of their language, if you will. So my goal was to do just that, to introduce them early and often to great music so that they would have this as part of their vocabulary.
Well, I also, to disclose things, work for the classical music station here in Cincinnati, 90.9 WGUC, and have for many years, and know many of the important aspects of classical music when it comes to soothing, and when it comes to inspiring, and when it comes to clearing the mind as well. What do you see as the benefits of classical music?
Well, I think there are many. I especially see an ability to focus and concentrate in ways that I haven't really seen any other kind of music encourage. And I think it's because they're not just snapshots. We're not moving to the next thing quickly. You really have to listen, and you have to really kind of sink into a piece. I see that in terms of when you play classical music, especially in a small ensemble or an orchestra, Your social emotional learning, meaning how you respond to other people in a group, how you collaborate, how you work with other people, how you are just with other people, that you take visual cues better, you listen better, you're more sensitive. So social emotional component is huge. Also, I find that kids who study classical music at an early age also have better self-regulation skills, which means, you know, they're better at knowing, really, let's put it bluntly, how to behave. So they know, okay, this is my time to listen. Okay, now I can share. They understand that kind of give and take in a social setting or in a classroom. I also think there's a ton of research that's coming out about cognitive function and how classical music helps cognitive function. The list just goes on and on.
I'm speaking with Carolyn Sloan, the author of Welcome to the Symphony, a musical exploration of the orchestra using Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. It has sound buttons that go along with the story that's illustrated by James Williamson. You can learn more about Welcome to the Symphony at our website, wvxu.org. And Carolyn, I think I know, but I need to ask anyway, why Beethoven and why Beethoven's Fifth?
Well, one, I just love Beethoven. I played a lot of Beethoven when I was growing up as a pianist, and he's one of my favorite composers. Mm-hmm. But really, I was interested in introducing children to Beethoven, and especially the Symphony No. 5, because all these short motifs in the piece are very easily identifiable. And because they're identifiable and because they repeat a lot, it's a very good way to introduce kids to what might be considered a kind of a long, involved piece of music. And I find that they do recognize the parts of the symphony really well, all the themes. And because they can, they enjoy it a lot more because it becomes familiar. So the secret was to sort of make it familiar and to make it familiar quickly.
Well, with all the little sound things. Matter of fact, you talk about the theme and very recognizable as fate knocking on the door, as some say. But also this Beethoven Fifth, one of the most popular works of classical music and almost universally known. Was that another motivation?
Yes, although you'd be surprised because although the kids have heard it before, they don't know that it's Beethoven and they don't know it's Symphony No. 5. So they've heard it. Maybe some of my students have heard it as a music bed underneath a cartoon or something like that. But you'd be kind of surprised and a little shocked that even though some of them have heard it, some of them don't know what it is.
So what ages is your book Welcome to the Symphony aimed at?
Ages 4 to 8, but I think there's a little wiggle room there at either end because I've been seeing that children really even as young as 3 or a little younger than 3 and children older than 8 are really enjoying it. I think there's lots of components to the book which make it very accessible. So in other words, a child who's maybe 2 or 3 is going to have a lot of fun just pushing the buttons and listening to the music. And then a child who's a little older, maybe in kindergarten, can read some of the voice bubbles of the mice characters in the book. We'll have a good time with that and pushing the buttons. And then, of course, a parent can choose to read all of the text for their child, or they can read some of it and then share the music with them. There's lots of different ways to use the book.
I was going to say, you cover a lot of ground because you talk about each of the instruments. I'm looking at the page for the woodwinds, and it tells you about an oboe and that it's a double reed instrument made of African blackwood, and you learn about that. Other pages have notes about musical terms, a pitch, and what a pitch and a note is, and dynamics, and a tempo. So really, this is kind of multi-layered in what they're learning when they read Welcome to the Symphony.
Exactly, and I think that the reader can choose which strain they sort of want to follow. You know, a mother sent me a video, which is just great, of her reading to her young son, who's about 3, and he's just having the greatest time conducting the end of the symphony, which I just really loved to watch. It was really pretty funny. But he's clear, and he just, of course, what do children do? Again, 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 which is what we want. You know, we want them to want to go and listen and be a fan of this music. But yes, you can sort of pick and choose. And I wanted it to be an educational source also for teachers to share with their students, as well as a great book to share with your kids.
Speaking with Carolyn Sloan, author of Welcome to the Symphony, a musical exploration of the orchestra using Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. And I wanted to ask about music education again, because we do see it kind of being shoved off to the side. But at the same time, there's a lot of music available to kids these days through many digital mediums. What is your take on kids in the digital world, especially when it comes to music?
Oh, well, the choices are endless. And I think parents have a big role here in terms of doing the best they can to encourage kids to make great choices. And I think that needs to happen early. You know, there's a lot of music out there, and of all different kinds, and a lot of it is great, and a lot of it maybe is not as great, and that's just my opinion. But I think it's really important that parents take an active role in introducing their kids to wonderful music, classical music, jazz. Really, it's important to sort of set the standard early. And, you know, be the arbiter of taste in your house. I think it's okay when the kids are little. And then you'll find that they will follow suit and make good choices as they get older. I think it's no different with books. It's no different with food. You want your kids to eat well, then you introduce them to good food when they're young. You want them to read great literature, you introduce them to good books when they're little. It's the same thing. You have to introduce them to great music, because the choices left to their own devices, what's put in front of them, is really, you know, who has the most visibility online, who has the most visibility on television. You know, the screen time is something that we have to really take a look at.
But I found it very interesting lately, though, that the music business, the way it's changed, is the money's not made by artists from the recordings as much anymore, not record sales anymore in the old language, but it's about live performances, and classical music's all about live performances, right?
This is true. This is true. And it really is true that we need to support our local symphonies, our artists, our musicians, or else this part of our culture will really continue to wane, and that would be very sad, because the mark of a great civilization is all about the quality of its culture.
Well, Carolyn Sloan, thank you for continuing to educate kids about music, and especially about classical music, with your book.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Carolyn Sloan, the author of Welcome to the Symphony, a musical exploration of the orchestra using Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. It has a sound panel right beside it, so you can hear the orchestra tuning and hear the opening of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, and a violin and an oboe and a clarinet, and it is great for readers 4 to 8, and maybe even some a little bit older, too. You can learn more about Welcome to the Symphony by Carolyn Sloan and James Williamson by visiting our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.